Ready to get started here. It's 5:30, so I would like to welcome all of our guests, all of our city staff, and all of council to the meeting this evening. This is the May 22nd, 2023 Woodway City Council meeting, and I will open it at 5:30 p.m. this evening. Thank you all for being here. Item number one on our agenda is our invocation, and I've asked Councilwoman Gilman if she wouldn't mind leading us in tonight's invocation.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, your word says to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for the privilege of living in a country where we can freely gather and seek to govern our city of Woodway with the freedom for the good of our residents. We give you praise for who you are, our Lord and Savior. Tonight there are items to be discussed and decisions to be made. You have said, if any man lack wisdom, to ask of you, and you will give it freely without condemnation. We are asking, Lord, for your wisdom and guidance in the business at hand. We have said we will give account for the words we speak. Help us to speak softly and without malice. You are not the author of confusion, so we ask that you bring order in the proceedings. Help us to have listening ears and hearts of compassion for those present and all residents. Where there is misunderstanding, bring understanding. Where there are hurts, bring healing. Where there is strife, bring unity. We ask for your blessing on this great nation and on the community of Woodway. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Councilwoman. Item number two is our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you're able, would you please rise as we pledge to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. You may be seated.
You're a wonderful person.
All right.
Well, we're moving on into our annual organization of the City Council. Item number three is discussion and consider action on resolution R-23-10, declaring the results of the May 6, 2023 general city election. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please. Oh, excuse me. I have to open this first. May I have a motion, please, to open this up for discussion?
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The official election day was May 6th. The canvassing board met on May 17th with a total vote cast of 2,581. In Ward 1, Place 1, David Mercer received 599 votes and David Keeston received 688 votes. In the at-large seat, Greg Grimes received 589 votes. David Russell received 705 votes. You, as a canvassing board, declare the elected officials as David Keeston and David Russell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Is there any discussion on this item, Council? Okay. Mr. Russell, congratulations. Mr. Keeston, congratulations. I'll entertain a motion on approving resolution R-23-10.
I move that we approve resolution R-23-11.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the resolution is passed. Thank you all. Item number four is the administration of the oath of office to our newly elected council members. For this, I'll pass it over to Ms. Barkley.
Whichever one?
We'll get you more time.
Can you take pictures?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's get out there.
Yes.
Need to make sure I have the right hands.
I state your name.
I, David Russell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of city council member.
Of city council member.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I'm here.
Okay.
Everything's on video.
And we'll do this again. I state your name.
I, David Keeston.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of city council member.
Of city council member.
Of the city of Woodway.
City of Woodway.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
Do you want your picture with Mrs. Keeston?
Davis.
Do you want
a picture with your, with Cheryl and one holding up your name players? So that you will know who you are.
This is a big moment.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you all very much. Keith, are we ready to move on?
Exactly, for scale.
We can get you a paper. We can get you a paper agenda if you
need
it. No, it's okay. Does he want a paper agenda?
There's some on the back table, probably.
Okay. All right, thank you all very much. For items number 5 and 6, I'm going to pass it over to Mr. City Attorney David Shaw to lead us on items number 5 and number 6.
And Mayor, before you do that, I'll invite you to open the items with a motion.
Okay. All right. We will. Okay. I would like to make a motion that we open item number 5 for discussion at this time.
I saw motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Shaw.
All right. So items 5 and 6 are for the appointments of the Office of Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem. First, we've opened item 5 to consider action on appointment to Office of Mayor. The procedure will be for the council to nominate, discuss, and vote among themselves for this appointment. But first, before opening the floor to council members for those nominations, is there anybody in the audience who would like to speak on this item? Come forward, state your name and your address, please, and you have 3 minutes.
Nancy Goble, 14009 Horseshoe Circle. I just wanted to put my vote in for our mayor. I would like to say David Russell has been a leader among me and my neighborhood for the things that we're trying to get accomplished in Woodway, and he's kind of been a leader in that way. And I would like to say that we would be very happy if he was our mayor. We have fought very hard for him to be in his place for all very good reasons, and for David Keeston as well. So my vote is for David for mayor and pro tem for David Keeston. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
My My name is Eric Terrazas, 540 Santa Fe Drive. I would like to show my support for Amin Corzal and John Williams as mayor and mayor pro tem. As a younger family here in town, I really look up to the vision that they've so far, you know, kind of shown through their tenure, and just want to show them my full support. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Lori Witzel. I live here in Woodway. I have been attending the meetings for a year and a half, the city council meetings and the PNC meetings. When I first started attending, I came because I was concerned about ordinances being broken. The only council member who ever listened to me or who reached out to me was David Russell. He has met with me in my house and with all of our neighbors, trying to fix things that we were concerned about. I did not know David Keeston until about a year and a half ago when I began coming to these meetings. I have learned a great deal about Dave Keeston. I fully supported him in this campaign. Talked to a lot of people in the community who fully support these two gentlemen. They turned out a record vote in Woodway history. Your citizens who you work for showed out to vote for these two. Your votes tonight should represent that. Thank you.
Hi, yes, my name is Caleb Laudemy. I'm at 508 Bel Air Drive, and I would just like to support Amin Corozal as mayor. I've just seen his ethics and his beliefs and what he stands for behind the city of Woodway, and just fully support him. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Barbara Tipton. I live at 416 Woodfall Drive. Been a resident of Woodway for 42 years. This is not the council from a year and a half ago that I remember being in Woodway. It was always very citizen-centered first. The only council member that consistently had the primary concern for issues was David Russell. I strongly recommend him for mayor. He has the experience, the heart. He has a loving God's heart. He's not going to harm a soul. He has such a loving heart. And he has the best interest of the citizens. Again, and David Keeston, which I did not know him before, but since been going to the meetings for a year and a half. He has consistently come up and spoken to you all for issues about the citizens. Nobody else other than David has taken an interest in pursuing issues, whether it's be dogs being people getting bitten by dogs and so forth. So you've got Dave Keeston, who has gone and attended more meetings, council meetings, than John Williams, Gilman. He has the most experience as far as attending the meetings. And so I do recommend David Russell for mayor based on his experience and his heart, and Dave Keeston also for his heart. And he is your own Woodway demographics. Yes, check the clock. Woodway demographics is over 50% seniors. Less than 15% is, 28% is 0 to 14. And I guess what I'm saying is most of the people here fit that demographic of over 50. And we voted, and we have these gentlemen here. You need to address the people that are the predominant citizens, not counting that they're more important, but we do vote and we do come to meetings and we will continue to do that. So keep it fair and balanced. I recommend Russell and Keeston. Thank you for me.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak on this item?
My name's Dave Whitby. I live at 1506 Wandering Trail. I think that we all have to remember what this council is about. and it's about governing. A lot of people don't understand the impact that a city council has on our personal lives, more than state government, more than federal government. The city council impacts our lives. The time that Amin Corozal has been mayor, I believe that our lives have been better for that. Not, you know, worrying about the little things, but governing our city. I think that Amin Corozal has done an excellent job of managing the business of mayor. I also believe that John Williams is more than qualified to be mayor pro tem. I've gotten to know John a little bit. He has the background, he has the knowledge, and he has the character to be mayor pro tem. I would encourage you to support Amin Corozal to continue to be mayor, continue to lead this council. It's important that we all understand the importance of the city council to govern our city. We can't get involved in name calling. We can't get involved in the minutiae of the day-to-day running of the city. Sean Obrey's got that job. Let's govern the city. Let's have the council help govern the city, not worrying about, you know, zoning, you know, for an overall self-interest. We have to govern the city for the good of the citizens of Woodway. I believe that Amin has done that, and I believe that John, being more mayor pro tem, would continue to do that. So if you would accept my offer of Amin Corozal and support him, I'd appreciate that. John Williams is, and I agree with this gentleman over here. That's my time. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
You may be a beat to it.
I'm Bruce Woodhouse. I live 8209 Teakwood Drive, about a mile due north of the Arboretum. And my wife and I moved here to escape Houston. And we love Woodway. And I strongly support the mayor, Amin, and John Williams as pro tem. And I stand by everything the gentleman before me said, and that's it. Thank you.
Sir.
Hello, my name is Jan Smith. I live at 8706 Panther Drive. I have lived here a little while, and I believe in the mayor, Amin Corozal, because I believe that he's transparent, that things do not get past him without his knowledge, and that he reports clearly to all the individuals of this Woodway community, and Mr. Williams as well. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I've seen and felt more support from him than anyone else. So I strongly support Amin Corozal.
Thank you.
I'm Kevin Tankersley, 8824 Gladedale. We have lived in Woodway for 18 years, and I would like to express my support for Mr. Corozal and Mr. Williams for their professional experience, as well as the experience and dedication they've shown to the city and to the council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Richard Maker, Woodway. I support David Russell, David Keeston. I've known both of them for the year and a half now. I have a concern about a cemetery in Woodway, which is overgrown. The only person who's reached out and talked to me is Mr. Russell, and the others, not a word. So I support those two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Diana Palich, Woodway resident. I would just like to say that I support Russell and Keyston for mayor, and I live next door to Don Baker, and I spent a lot of time with him, and his concern was always the residents. It was not developers, not commercial businesses. And these guys, I feel like, follow along with that same kind of philosophy. He never, ever would have passed the family center without voter approval, knowing it would have raised our taxes, ever. He would have given us a say before he would have done that. And I feel like that that was caused me to have real mistrust here. So I feel like to establish trust with us and to continue forward, take a new path, that Russell Keyston should be elected mayor and mayor pro tem.
Anybody else wish to speak?
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Grandy, 2024 Estates Drive. I would just like to encourage council to please keep Amin in as our mayor, who has done an exemplary job for the last several years. Thank you, Amin. You're awesome. You. And Mr. Williams, we'd be honored to have you as pro tem.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Patty Knotgrass, 823 Forest Oak Circle. I want to speak on behalf of Mr. Russell tonight. My in-laws are also residents of Woodway, and I want you to know they're not easy to deal with. And Mr. Russell has had a heart for them and has taken care of them in his neighborhood for many years. They talk about him often. They don't have the same political turn that Mr. Russell has, but even so, they don't know that. They have no clue. But Mr. Russell is wonderful to them. I highly recommend him. I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years in different venues, and I want you to know I feel that he would make a wonderful mayor for our community. He is not self-serving. He's not out for himself. He is out for our community and for the residents of this community. So please consider him as you are thinking of mayor tonight.
Tara Nance, 305 Hidden Oak Circle. I too would like to recommend Russell and Keyston. I feel like they have been transparent, honest, and their heart is for families. And that is the legacy I'm leaving for my kids. So where I live, I'd like that to be held up too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anybody else? Seeing nobody, we will close the public comment section of item 5, and we will open the floor, Mayor and Council, for nominations for the office of Mayor of the City of Woodway, Texas.
I nominate Councilman Amin Forslaw as mayor.
Second. I second.
Amin Forslaw has been nominated for mayor. Any other nominations for the position of mayor?
I'd like to nominate David Russell for mayor.
I believe I can second it myself.
Councilmember Keyston has nominated Councilmember Russell for the position of mayor. Any other nominations for the position of mayor? If there are no other nominations, then I'll ask for a motion to cease nominations.
I make a motion to cease the nominations.
Second.
Vote. Okay. In that case, if there are no other nominations, the nominations for the position of mayor, the office of mayor, are closed. Is there any discussion among council on this item?
Very brief comment. I appreciate the comments of all here. I had the pleasure of serving briefly under Amin's predecessor, and we had remarkably good government. I think we have had remarkably good government under his leadership, and whether my friend David gets elected mayor or my other friend Amin gets elected mayor, I am entirely confident that we will continue to have good government, and I would encourage all of you to rest easy on this matter.
All right, I will take these up. Any other comments, any other discussion on this side? We will take up these votes in the order that they were nominated. In other words, we will vote first, or you will vote first, for Amin Khorzala for the office of mayor. And then if that, depending on the outcome of that vote, it will turn then to David Russell. Everybody understand? Okay. So at this time, I will call for a vote in favor of Amin Khorzala for the office of mayor of the city of Woodway, Texas.
Aye.
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 Nay.
Aye. Nay.
5-2. The ayes have it. Amin Khorzala. Okay, that will conclude item number 5. So we will close item number 5 and open item number 6. This is the nomination for the position of office of Mayor Pro Tem for the city of Woodway, Texas. The same procedure will follow. If this time there are any, we'll open the public comment section. If anybody would like to speak on this item, the podium is yours.
Where are we going again? Sorry, guys.
Dave Whitby, 1506 Wandering Trail. I didn't realize this is the way it unfolded, or I wouldn't have, you know, said something a while ago about John. But one of the things that I think is really important for us to remember is John's background, his service in city government, his knowledge of how this works, what it means to govern our city, and what it means to be part of the city in terms of managing our city government. You know, there, as I said a while ago, there's a lot of time that we spend worrying about things that the city manager might be worried about. The council has to worry about us and managing our lives and our government. And the council, again, impacts us more than any other single entity. So I would encourage you to remember the background, the education, the prominence that John brings to the table in terms of being a leader at our council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anybody else care to speak?
Bruce Woodhouse, 8209 Teakwood Drive. And I, too, support John Williams. Just a knowledgeable, experienced man. Just stand behind you.
I guess I'm excited because I get to speak twice tonight. Lori Witzel, 431 Woodfall Drive. I also thank you all for all your service. I feel like I've kind of gotten to know each of you as much as I can through these meetings. I appreciate Mr. Williams speaking up and letting us know how he feels about things. I don't agree with everything he says, but I appreciate your letting us know who you are and everything that you say for the city. I respect that. I will also say Dave Keeston has as many years' experience as John Williams. So if we're going to go on that route, he does too. He has also been, without being a council member, attended every single meeting for 18 months, as well as planning and zoning and parks meetings. This man cares about each and every one of you and your city. Dave Keeston should be Mayor Pro Tem.
Debbie Peters, Rio Vista Drive. I just want to say one thing. I know how this is going to turn out, but last week when the mayor did a prayer, he prayed for unity on the city council. So because I have COPD and I do a lot of prayer, I went home and I let the Holy Spirit lead me in prayer. And the way to unify, as you can tell, would be to either pick Keystone or Russell as mayor pro tem, not who you think you might would rather have.
Jan Smith, 8706 Panther Drive. I just want to speak up for Mr. Williams. I do know he has experience in city government, and I believe that he's also transparent. He speaks to the people. He reports to us. We know what's going on. Nothing is a mystery. I haven't really ever heard of David Ressler, Mr. Keystone before, but I feel like we need to go with someone who we're more familiar with and who is willing to work with the people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Tipton, 416 Woodfall Drive. I also appreciate Mr. Williams' independent nature. He doesn't always, most of the time he does, he doesn't always go with the group. If he doesn't agree with something, he gives a very logical reason, explanation. And I also respect that. But also does Dave Keystone. He sort of let it be known, I guess, earlier today in an earlier meeting. He speaks his mind. He listens to the people. He has attended, actually, all the planning and zoning and the city council meetings. Not because he has to, but because he has at before today, but because that's his heart. He cares for his community, and he wants to bring it back whole to where it the council represents everyone, not just special interest. He's a very kind man. He's very intelligent. He will research an issue to the ends until he assesses everything and goes with the bottom decision of what's best for the citizens in this community. So we want to try to fix things now rather than move forward. We want to make sure we take care of the citizens now and are the main constituents, which are the ones that got them elected and will continue to come to the meetings and vote. So my recommendation, as far as experience, he's been here more than Mr. Williams has. He served on, has come to the meetings, and he's spoken, and he's addressed issues that some of you have never even discussed or brought up. So, again, for experience and intelligence, wisdom, and caring for the community, my vote for you, or my prayer for you, to have balance, is to vote for Dave Keystone for pro tem.
Hi, my name is Paula Tier. I live on 810 Pogue. I would like to support David Keystone in his being mayor pro tem. I feel like he is shown that he is qualified. He was able to run a city council. He won position in city council, so that qualifies him. He actually, I've met him and Mr. Russell became to know them when I had concerns as a citizen of Woodway. I feel like with the experience that Mr. Russell has, that he would help Mr. Keystone in matters that have taken place before he became elected councilman. I feel like he definitely has heart. He knows what it's like to be a citizen and to speak in our place. I felt like before, when I was down on the end of Pogue, nobody even listened, even turned a head that way. I mean, I think all of us as citizens deserve to be heard, and I feel like they would be a voice for us as citizens of Woodway.
I don't want to be the only one not speaking. Bruce Hamlin, 1507 Wandering Trail. I'm not sure if this is a standard operating procedure for the way we operate here, but we're talking about unity and all this electioneering. The election's over. Unity is up here. You guys should decide who does what. This is not going to change anybody's vote. You know, this is just a show of who likes who. So you guys have to work together. So I think this has been more divisive than it has been unifying. And I think you should decide this behind closed doors if you want to. Just let us know.
We won't be doing it that way.
Would anybody else care to speak?
Linda McGregor, 407 Shadow Mountain. My concern, I've been very impressed with the meetings I've been to with Mr. Williams' comments. He seems to have a lot of background and it can kind of step back and evaluate the different situations that come up. And I've really been impressed with his service to the city so far. My concern a little bit is Mr. Korzel's been elected mayor again, and that's great. And there's many things that you've brought to the table that have been positive. My concern is a little bit that I look at the mayor as kind of like a committee chair, that you kind of stay neutral until there's a decisive vote or something like that. That's my view of how a mayor's position would be. I was a little disappointed during the election to see a definite indication of your support of certain council members or council members to be that was out there for the public. Personal opinions are wonderful. Public opinions for your position, I kind of question. My only concern is kind of having a feel for where you are. Do we need somebody to kind of check and balance? And Mr. Keeston probably would be on that side. Just because we do have some difference of opinion on how things should go forward. Again, I think Mr. Keeston would be an excellent choice. Mr. Williams' comments that he's made and observations he has been wonderful as well. But that's a little bit of my concern at this point.
Anybody else care to speak? I was taught in seminary you count to eight. Okay, seeing nobody, we will close the public comment section of agenda item 6 and open the floor for nominations to the office of Mayor Pro Tem.
Mr. Shaw, I'm very proud to open up the nominations.
Okay. It's my pleasure to nominate John Williams, who I believe teaches local government from MCC. And I can assure this audience that his behavior in this city council is far more interesting than his lectures at MCC. But he knows his stuff about local government.
I'd like to make a motion for David Keeston, the man that got over 100 more votes than our current mayor. So he's been proven from the citizens to be a good person.
We'll take these up in order.
We have a point of order.
We'll take these up in the order they came in. Councilmember Avant has nominated Councilmember Williams and did not hear that motion seconded. Is there a second on that nomination?
I can second.
Oh, we have a second. And then following that, Councilmember Russell has nominated Councilmember Keeston. Do I hear a second on that motion, that nomination? We have a second.
Keeston's second.
Does he need to verbalize it? Do you second it?
Yeah. All right. Do we have any other nominations for the office of Mayor Pro Tem? Seeing none, do we have a motion to close the nomination?
I'd like to make a motion to close the nominations for Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Shaw.
I'll second that.
All right. The nominations are closed for the office of Mayor Pro Tem. We will now proceed to a vote, and we'll vote in the same order we did for Mayor. The first, taking these in the order they were presented, first being for John Williams for the office of Mayor Pro Tem.
Aye.
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 Nay.
Aye. Nay.
The ayes have it. Councilmember Williams, you're now Mayor Pro Tem. With that, I will close agenda item 6. And Mayor Corzall, you have the call.
Mr. Shaw, thank you for leading us in items number 5 and 6. Thank you, Council, and thank you, visitors, for your comments this evening. It is a pleasure to serve on this Council. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on resolution R-23-11, designating Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 12th edition, to be the Council's Rules of Procedure, except we're in conflict with the city's charter or code of ordinances, in which case the procedures set forth in the charter or code of ordinances shall control. May I have a motion, please, to open this up for discussion?
So moved.
So moved?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
You said it all, Mayor.
Okay, very good. That was easy. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion on approving Robert's Rules of Order on Resolution R-23-11.
I'll make a motion to approve R-23-11.
Mr. Russell has moved.
I'll second.
Mr. Keeston has seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the resolution passes unanimously. Thank you all. Moving on to our presentations, this is item number 8. We are talking about the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan update. Mr. Manager, would you like to fill us in on this, please?
We have Dr. Caballero that's going to do... Dr. Caballero here will give you an update on the Woodway Forward Comprehensive Plan.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Just a quick update on the comprehensive plan. You guys, we had an open session to the public a few weeks back, and they gathered all the reports, and they're submitting that to us. So as soon as we get that, we'll forward it to all the council members.
Thank you.
So at this point, it's still moving forward with the 84 overlay and the overall master plan. Any questions?
Do we have any questions from council? Do we have any?
I have a question. Do they have a date for the next time to meet with the residents?
They're working with Jennifer Rogers in her office to get that date and set another public meeting.
They talked about a late date, like August. It seems like that's so late in the process. Is there any way we could have an earlier date to have another meeting like we just had? Because we had, what, maybe 50 people show up. And I'm still getting tons of people saying they did not know about
it. We can recommend. They're giving us the timeline because they deal with other cities doing the same thing. So whenever they submit to us their timeline, we'll share it with the Council, the Economic Development Committee, which you serve and you serve on. So we'll share it with you and you guys can look at those dates.
I'd like to see another date if we can.
Sure.
Are we going to get enough information in order to put this in the next newsletter for Woodway?
It's going in the newsletter, going out June 2nd.
But we won't have the date settled.
We may not have that date settled. That was the disconnect in trying to juggle four or five calendars in this most recent newsletter, was that the deadlines of getting it to the printer and back for the mail and the date that Kimberly Horn scheduled just did not come together. And so the deadline for the newsletter had to go out, and it went out without it. But as you know, Councilman, there was a lot of posting or whatever you call it on social media to try to make an awareness.
Yeah, it's on Instagram, Facebook, and so.
Councilwoman Gilman, there will be several opportunities for open dialogue, one being a repeat of last week's, I call it a town hall meeting. That's kind of what TxDOT calls it when you go in and look over their schematics. There will also be open meetings between that include council and P&Z. There will be a public meeting. There will be other opportunities for similar input or concerns. And then I think Kimley Horn takes all that and brings it to you, and then you go through it again. And so there'll be other opportunities. We hope, like suggested, we can coordinate them at an earlier date.
Yeah.
But they have it staged, and it's a moving a little bit to meet the deadlines and people's travel and vacation and all that. And sometimes it just doesn't come together as we hoped, as early as possible. Yes, ma'am.
Another question. Are we going to keep the survey up where people can go in that have not gone in and take
that
survey? Because that's an open door for anybody.
You can do that daily as many times as you want. Yes, sir.
I have a comment about the survey. Is there a way that we can put that on the landing page for the city of Woodway?
It's on the landing page.
Well, when I went out to take a look at it, what I'm talking about is that it would come up and be the first thing that you would see. And because when I scroll down, I could see it, but you have to go down and then.
So you want it if it was a newspaper in the top fold?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So that people, if they don't scroll down, they might not see it. So if it comes up right when they open up the page, then they'll be able to see that.
I'll work with our web developer in the morning. Either a link or a scroll or something on the main page or a pop-up or something, we'll try to put it on.
Also, do we have a time limit? When would that go away? I mean, sometimes people will be more out to jump on it if they know we only have 2 weeks left.
I think once we get the timeline of the meetings and the wrap-up, it goes away once that wrap-up is done. It's not going to go away just to go away.
Okay, but you'll get us a
heads-up
that it's going to go away.
Actually, you get it first, you and the Economic Development Council, like you guys did last time, so you'll get it first. And then if you agree to it, we'll bring it to the council.
Wonderful. Yes. We'll get first eyes on it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Dr. Caballero before we let him go? Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Council. Moving on to item number 9, this is our discussion and consider action on options for use of the Old Family Center building as presented by staff. May I have a motion, please, to open this item up for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open it up.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Manager, this is Dr. Caballero again. Dr. Caballero.
Thank you. Mayor, Council, this is just a discussion option what to do with the existing family center. If you go back to 2011, the council at the time had the desire to do a new family center. They engaged in 2019 a feasibility study on that building, a condition report, and the council at the time said, let's build a new one, a bigger one. So we went out, we did a lot of public meetings, a lot of workshops on it, and the council decided, let's build it right there where they're actually building it, under the condition that we keep the old family center until the new one's built. And at the time, we discussed, what do we do with that? And we said, let's wait until we move further to see what happens. Things that we discussed at the time were taking it down because of the condition report, making it more of a pavilion structure, or even came, let's tear it down and make a parking lot. So we're here today. That new building hopefully will be turned over in November to us. And so now's the time to discuss what do we do with the old one and your recommendation. We put together two options for you. And again, there can be more options if you have those. The options we recommend was refurbish the existing building. Donna, can we click on the next thing? We had an architect kind of give us a rough rendering of what we can do with the existing building. Under the condition report in 2019, a lot of the report came back was about $2 million to actually refurbish and re-gutted everything, new AC units, new restrooms, new stability. And so looking at it, moving back, we met with the engineer to see, is the foundation still good? Is the structure still good, the integrity? And they said yes. So this is kind of what we came out to, a rough rendering of taking everything out, the AC units, the restrooms, everything, and just leaving it in an open pavilion. What we can do inside, there are many things. Pickleball courts, handicap playground in there, leave it blank. We have some kind of rendering. You can bring putt-putt in there. So there's a lot of things you can do to make it just an open structure. And so that's kind of what option one, and then option two was demolish the building and make it a land space and parking lot. We engaged an engineer to tell us how many parking spots could we put there. They think about 49. And so those are the two options.
And would this be with the $700,000 that we are coming in under budget for the family center? Is that what this would be?
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you said that. So
I'm sorry.
No, that's wonderful. when the council gave us marching orders to build the new center, we estimated the probable cost. The architect estimated about $6.7 million. Through staff and management and working together with the architects, engineers, and John Irwin Construction has been fabulous working with. We've came under budget to about 5.55. So we have about $700,000 left over by the time we finish everything with contingencies. So we can, that money is earmarked for Family Center. We cannot do roads with that. We cannot do anything. It has to be for that. So we can either put it into this building.
This counts for that.
Yes, it can count there. And we also, the last CFO was always saving for rainy days. And in this old building, they have about $700,000. It's called the old construction account. So really, you have two pots of $700,000 that can only go towards this.
Okay.
So with that being said, you know, the you tell us which way you want to do. I've got some rough estimates. I'm almost scared to say those estimates because, you know, the next agenda item is actually for us to go engage somebody to tell us what those two costs could be. And so.
Dr. Caballero.
Yes, sir.
Love the design. Beautiful design. Great work. Really looks snazzy. The one thing that I wanted to ask is that we make sure that we have handicap accessibility,
yes, sir,
or handicap usage in there. And then Mr. Keeston and I were talking earlier today. We would really like to see some senior activities, pickleball, or not that that's just for seniors. Anybody can enjoy that, but something for our senior residents to enjoy.
So, Mr. Manager, can I go ahead and tell you, since we're talking Family Center, can I talk about what we're going to do at the new Family Center?
Yeah, because it'll possibly answer his question.
Yes, sir.
If you look on page, as he's getting his thoughts together, page 28, I believe, you'll see a footprint of the Ms. Barker. Maybe go back a slide for everybody else in the room.
Yeah. Oh, it's already there.
Okay, so you'll see on the right, basically, the amenities or the improvements that will be under shell on that property. So you'll have the pickleball court. You will have some restrooms. You'll have a little walking track, a little passive use of putt-putt.
Yep.
Where is the handicap play equipment?
In the dead center.
It's in the middle.
Okay. I'll overlook that. But
that's great.
And
I think we addressed most of those, and then Dr. Caballero will go into about the senior activity program.
So in the new Family Center, we have it programmed. Our new supervisor, Jimmy, has actually been working hard on programming not just the activities we've been currently doing, but new activities. Mm-hmm. Part of that is during the day, Tuesday through Friday, inside would be a active seniors activity center. Correct. With bridge, ballroom dancing, yoga. We're programming all that right now. So there will be a lot of senior activities.
Awesome.
Great.
Did we lose power? Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we had that.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Being that, you know,
we've been talking about senior citizens, and they represent roughly 50% of the demographic here in Woodway. I know that a lot of people enjoy swimming, and swimming is even something obviously young people enjoy. Is there any option or chance that a pool could be designed in, or you know, in the old family center?
That would be the council's, wish. I think staff, or I'll speak for myself, it's very expensive. Liability is there. But if that's the council's desire, we'll look into it. We did look into it in 2019. They actually had the options to put a swimming pool in the new family center, and that was scrapped at the time because of the liability and the cost and supervising, et cetera. Right now, if you look at Waco, they have a hard time finding lifeguards. I think across the country you're having a hard time finding lifeguards. So, but again, that's my opinion. It's up to you. Whatever you guys wish to do, we just go get the numbers and bring them back to you, and you tell us what you'd like to do. At the time, they talked about ADA, and they talked about seniors, and that's what we have.
It's a good idea, but if it's gonna raise our taxes.
We'll get some numbers if you want it. Definitely get some numbers and bring it back.
No, I know it's expensive to run a pool.
It's not like we don't have the Y just down the street with a beautiful pool.
But I think for right now, we can talk to Parks and Rec Commission, discuss things. But I think for now, I think we need to move forward with just the structure. Do we start going out in the parking lot and getting cost on those? And can we move forward on the those two options?
Thank you, sir. Any other questions for Dr. Caballero? Okay, sir, you can have a seat.
On number 10, we're going to be right back talking about the same thing, correct?
Well, if you take action on approving option one, then 10's going to come into play. If you come up with a different option, then we'll have to regroup and come back with whatever that directive is.
Well,
10 is based on approving 9 as option 1.
Okay. Well, so far as 9, I understand you kind of mentioned two possibilities, parking lot or knocking out the walls. I'm totally against the parking lot. The walls is, I prefer to keep it enclosed if there's any possibility for reasons of, like we were talking about, the senior citizen situation. I'd like it to be almost the senior citizen center. So we could have a family fun center and a senior citizen center.
Well, the programming for the new family center is at night, weekends, and outdoors. So the daytime use is going to be completely empty Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock. So we figured since you have the space, you're paying for the air conditioning, you do a senior center in there. We have the party room. We're going to do the tables. We have the sound system. If you leave, this is based on the study, if you leave any walls up on that old building, you have to have AC, and it's just like it is now. I mean, you're just wasting good money out there.
Now, one of the things we heard on the town hall meeting was several people wanted pool tables. Will we have room for pool tables in the new family fun center?
It's up to the supervisor to program it to see what we can do. Maybe for the senior center, if we put some pool tables in there, we'll get costs and bring it back. I think for a senior center, it's endless what you can do. I actually built a senior center at a previous job, and it's very well utilized, and we had all the amenities you can imagine. And ballroom dancing was the number one, yoga, Pilates, card games, bridge, things like that were very exciting. So
we heard several people say that they had relatives that had thought about moving to Woodway, and the reason they didn't move to Woodway is because we did not have a senior center.
Well, it's coming.
Well, so tell them that. I wonder if we need a little bit more of citizens' input on what type of things needs to be in that center, and will it be okay to put it in with the family fun center, or does it need more square foot than sharing with the children's?
Well, I think the best use for the money is to share. That's staff recommendations. As far as citizen input, we take citizen input. I think we need to open it, see what works and doesn't work, listen to the citizens that come, and see it's all about cost and management of
staff. I understand what you're saying, but if we break out the walls on this one, you know, if we do this and then we decide we need more space, we've already wasted some space.
You have 18,000 square foot of space at the new center. This one's 12, so we have plenty of room. Again, we'll do whatever you guys want. I'm just giving you the numbers. That's 18,000, this is 12.
And just to be clear, Dr. Caballero, we have the money for this project.
Yes, sir.
We've already got it.
So. Yes, sir. And we are doing the senior center, and we're doing the the playground. So.
And once it's built, we can take citizen input on what we, some ideas for what we can use it.
Absolutely. We have to, again, our job is to recommend what we can afford and what we can manage and what we can put labor cost on. And so what we're recommending is what we can do with our current staff, not to add staff, not to, you know, and programming it is the hardest thing when you're talking parking lots, et cetera. So you just, I think we have the right staff to program.
We're not wanting citizens' input on a third option. I mean, I understand you've got option parking lot, option knocking out walls, and we don't want citizen input on what is the third option.
I think we take citizens' input every day. It's your call. If you want to have workshops, citizen input, that's fine. We do have a Parks and Rec commission that we're going to bring this to, and citizens can speak there and recommend it. I'm sure Parks and Rec are going to have their ideas, too, that they'll bring to you. This is just to get the structure, not the amenities inside of it. This is just a shell and or the parking lot. That's what today we're bringing.
These was Councilman Gilman's friends that was really pushing the most about senior citizen. What is your thought?
Well, the handicap I had when I was being asked this when we had that evening, and you're right, they were really talking to me about it. I didn't know about the senior citizen plan in the new structure. I think that's answers the question.
It's going to be state of the art.
It meets the need, and it's exactly what they were talking about. Well, and the thing that I really like about it, Lenny, is that it's already there, the air conditioning, the staffing, and all during the day. It's like we do with churches and utilize that space.
The new building, the reason why we really want to do it there is because we're already providing all the ADA accessibility, the restrooms, the projectors, the screens, the tables, the comfort level of everything. It's already there. It's going to be empty until 5 till we start doing all the nighttime activities for the kids. So it's a perfect place to do it. But again, that's the plan that we keep moving on. But if you guys have a different desire, just let me
know. Well, I wonder if we can move forward with the shell and then require that we allow for citizens' input for the interior and for the activities that we're going to do in the interior.
Absolutely.
But for right now, we're just talking about the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I do like Mr. Russell's idea of getting citizens' input. I think we can do that on the back end.
Yes, sir. I think that the process, if you do approve it, we would have to come back with an item 10. If you engage RFQs to come back, they're going to come back and give us cost numbers on what to do here. At that time, that cost numbers, if we engage whoever, that's where the input comes in of what we're going to do. Because if the cost is too low or too high, it's going to determine what you can do inside or not.
I see.
And so it's really, I think we're premature on, this is just ideas that can go in there, but it's a little premature on that. This is more of the structure.
Understood.
I think at that time, you're right, I agree with all that you're saying. If we could do a survey for the interior, whatever programs, whatever's in there, and give the residents an opportunity to have input
absolutely
at the right time, then we cover that base. I do think it's important to get the citizens' input. The timing has to be there and the vehicle in which they give that information.
And part of the master plan, there's a quality of life section on there that we are getting input for trails and amenities. This is a great place to put if you want senior centers, if you want swimming pools, that's what the master plan is for. This is just a structure. We will have workshops as we go along when we request the money to be transferred that we have and what to do with it.
Well, and two things I hear more than anything are desires are more pickleball and more ADA accessible play equipment. And so to me, I know that I've said those words to y'all. I mean, so I know it's what we have shared from what we have gathered to citizens from citizens is already being represented in this.
Yeah, I think staff has done a wonderful job as far as listening to council. They wanted a dog park. There's a dog park. They wanted pickleball court, maybe pickleball courts. They wanted bike lanes on the street. And so I think it's just once we get to that point, we can take the input and to see the cost of the money with it.
You're good?
Sure.
Okay, great. Great discussion. Great work on this, Dr. Caballero.
Yes, sir. Staff. Thank you.
I guess at this point, is there any further discussion, any public comment on this before we move forward?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Speaker. I have a quick question.
Yeah, if you don't mind, just so we can catch you on the mic. Thank you so much. I know it's a pain to get up every time, but I appreciate it.
Add to
your steps.
Steps to the.
I see you walking every day. Okay. I know you walk.
Okay. Okay. Question. Now, if we're gonna take these walls down, and we're gonna have activities in there, you know how Texas weather is, okay? So we're gonna have all these amenities, and it's freezing outside. Okay. So that sort of diminishes the use of the facility because you know. So we already. It just seems to me, as a rookie, that you got the walls. I don't know how, and you all know if the air conditioning works or doesn't work, but it just seems like you already have the building. This looks really nice and pretty. I'm just thinking about how practical it is when it's 105 degrees outside. And I can't imagine any senior out there at 105 trying to walk or whatever. But I just think having the building with all its walls, even though it's going to require more maintenance, it just seems like it would be more useful. This is pretty, but because of the weather, and it's been crazy hot, cold, wet, dry, I don't see how you can use it on a regular basis with no walls or air conditioning or heat. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mrs. Tipton.
Hi, Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks. Quick question, Lenny.
Yes, sir.
You said there's $700,000 left from the bond fund from the building. We agree on that. Where's the other $700,000?
It's in the original center. This one is called a construction fund that they were putting aside the council to do something with this building. And at the time, in 2019, they went out for a condition study on the building to see should we put this money in there.
Okay.
And at the time, they said, no, it's going to cost too much on the maintenance of the air conditions, the roof, et cetera, et cetera.
So we put
it that money already earmarked to do something with that building.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm from Arizona. We played in 115 degree temperature. That'd be no big deal. We just put up misters and dealt with it. But I just think aesthetically that looks better than the parking lot. It's just my opinion. But are misters a possibility or something like that? I mean, to deal with the heat.
Like
but to me, it's
we're looking at the gigantic fans.
Okay. Yeah, to me the heat's not a big deal. But I literally, you know, in Arizona we just. Sweat.
Dry heat.
Okay. They're being. Did you have something else, Dr. Caballero?
No.
You have. Yes, absolutely, Mr. Williams.
Okay, I was kind of thinking about this earlier, Dr. Caballero.
Yes, sir.
So, what's the deferred maintenance on this building? Do you know off the top of your head?
For this current one. No, the same manager can manage both. It's going to be all concrete floor, so you can just pressure wash it. Probably fall into the parks department as far as if we have to fix anything to maintain it. But it would go under the new family center, hopefully, of the cleaning and maintenance and things like that.
Okay, so I came on kind of at the time when you all had made the decision about building a new facility. And I've learned a little bit about the old facility. So what did the engineer say about how much it would cost to actually refurbish the building to the level where it needs to be?
You mean keep it in AC? About $2 million.
And so the decision then was made to not do that, but build a new building, correct?
Yes, sir. This was done before I got here. It's 2.978. This was done October 2019.
If I can recall some of the discussion of previous councils, and some of y'all weren't here, one of the bigger concerns of the council were the hours of operation of people bringing their children, because I think it was like volleyball or basketball, they would actually start a game like at 8 o'clock. And so besides the age and operational cost, there was a desire for the council to have an expansion to keep the programming at the level or exceed the current level, but shorten the hours of parents having to come with their children, do an activity, and then go home, you know, 9 or 9:30, and start there, getting ready for bedtime. Mm-hmm. And so it was twofold: an expansion desire and operational cost desire.
They wanted two courts. They wanted a bigger party room to hold more activities and party, and then they wanted the efficiency of the building, because there's 5 AC units that are very old that you have to replace. It's all tin, so that you were losing efficiency in there. So that's at the time whenever I came on in November.
Okay, so the decision again was made to build a new facility to,
yes, sir,
incorporate this new functionality and things like that.
Yes,
so
sir.
Keeping the old building, we would have to remodel the old building because of the condition that it was in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I would not recommend keeping the old building the way it is. It's really old. That building was built in 1975, and it's
watch your words. Watch your words there.
I'm saying for a building that's never been maintained because the Boys Club gave it to the city. So it's an older building that needs a lot of work. And so if you want to keep it, we can come up with the cost plan to do that. But in 2019, it was 2.9.
I just wanted to get it. A better understanding,
yes, sir,
in my head. You know, as a former director of Parks and Recreation in a big city and having 20-something community centers, mm-hmm, we call them community
sure
centers, we have to make that decision every day about it. And I'm just trying to get a better understanding, mm-hmm, as to why we want to build a new building and not refurbish this. And just what I'm seeing is that the functionality and having this ability to grow, to incorporate senior activities, I think is a great thing. And we just can't keep another building sitting off to the side and not have to put money into it. If we put it into use as a full-fledged facility, then we're going to have to put a lot of money into it, correct?
And you staffing. You'd have
and
to put money into it and staffing. And
so you're looking at now having an increase in outlay,
sure,
as far as our expenditures are concerned,
yes, sir,
which means a tax increase, and that's not what we want.
Right.
Correct?
Just 2 years ago, we did do quite a bit of remodeling after over during COVID. We made that inside look beautiful. There's,
yeah,
still, of course, issues.
We just painted. Yeah, we painted.
The thing is about, you know, I mean, I have an older home I remodeled, and I'm thinking about building a new home because you still have older stuff there. Mm. I mean, and over time, and that's why I asked the original question about deferred maintenance, because over time that maintenance cost is going to catch up to you. I've built in systems that I've had over $100 million worth of deferred maintenance that should have taken place, but the cumulative effect of that maintenance is what hurt us. And so that's what I'm talking about now. It buys us time. No, even a brand new building is not going to give us a guarantee, 100% guarantee that we're not going to have to put maintenance into it, because we will. But it buys us time in the long term.
Sure.
As far as how much money we're going to have to spend and how we can maintain a tax base at a rate that is good for the city, correct?
Yeah, and this structure here would be more like the pavilions at Whitehall, Pogue, Lakeside. They all have the pavilions, the same one. Instead of the playground sitting off to the left of it, we put it underneath it and maybe put some fans. And the ADA was mentioned at a council's many times in the last couple of years, so we try to incorporate that there. And the restroom, so the folks, the kids and families that are on the fields can go right up here instead of walking all the way to the new building. You just have it here. So it's more, but.
I wish we'd have done more of this in the end because we didn't have the shelters.
Sure.
So when I moved to Texas and I started seeing places where they actually did have shelters, it actually is a good thing. When you go around to other communities in the South, you will see these. You will see sheltered parks, and that's what I would call it, mm-hmm. a sheltered park. And it does help. It helps keep that sun off. So
sure.
I would definitely be in support of doing something like that.
Great. Okay, so let's call this option A, and then we'll call the parking lot option B.
It's actually the first. This is option one.
Option one.
And parking lot's option two.
Perfect. Great. So whenever we make our motion, please make your motion for the option that you would like. So option one is for the shelter, and option two is for the parking lot. And at this time, I'll entertain a motion on item number nine.
I move that we authorize the city manager to move forward in pursuing option one for the existing Wood Bay Family Center.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you all. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and option one passes. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Dr. Caballero. Let's go to item number 10, which is discussion and consider action to approve utilizing the design-build construction delivery method for the refurbishing of the existing Woodway Family Center because it provides the best value for the city, and authorizing city manager or his designee to issue a request for qualifications in connection therewith. Motion, please, to open for discussion.
I'll make a motion.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, number 10, please.
I'll let Dr. Caballero go into this.
On your agenda item, Mayor Council, you see the background information. It just kind of gives you a timeline of where it started and where we're at today. This goes in line with item number 9. This authorizes us, if you remember right, for the new family center, we did a manager at risk. We went out for RFQs, picked John Irwin Construction, and we set a number, and they have to build it by this time in this number, or it's on them. So that was a great method for this. On something this small, it's better for a design build. They get the design, they work with staff, going back and forth to where we feel comfortable, what we can afford. That's what I'm talking about, what amenities go in there. Then they come up with a number, council agrees to it, then they go build it. So that's the design build. You're not set to it to, you know, you get a lot of bids, and you can pick whoever you want on those bids. So hopefully we get a lot of design builders out there. So it just needs to start the process now so we can put it out in the paper, select somebody, and have them on designing it so we can move it forward.
Any further discussion on item number 10? Any public comment on item number 10? All right, there being none, I will entertain a motion on this item, please.
I move that we authorize the city manager to move forward in a request for qualifications for a design build bid to provide scope, design, probable cost, and or build for the existing Woodway Family Center.
I second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Dr. Caballero. Item number 11 is discussion and consider action on the McLennan County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers ballot to fill the unexpired term of seat one. Council, I'd like to entertain a motion to open this up for discussion, please.
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Manager, number 11, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. With the Chief's retirement, pending retirement, he is currently serving on the McLennan County 911 Emergency Assistance District. This is really to replace his seat. There are three nominees, but we are going to ask for you to support one of our own, which would be Chief Khalil, to make his replacement, so we're asking you to appoint or allow him to be considered as the nominee from the city.
Representative. Got it. No problem. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Wow, great choice. Couldn't think of anybody better.
Thank you.
So, Halil, we're very proud of you, and you represent us well. So. Very proud. All right. I don't know if there's any more discussion on this item. So, I know Councilwoman Cook is out, but let's go ahead and do a motion on this one, please. And this is to assign Chief Al Halavi for this role.
I so move.
So moved.
And seconded.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right. The motion passes unanimously, and Chief Al Halavi is our new representative. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's our representative on the ballot.
Yes.
He's our choice.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you still have to be voted on, but we are our candidate.
Thank
you're
you.
Our guy. You're who we want.
Put in a good word for me.
That's right. Thank you, Mrs. Barkley. You're our representative for this role.
Thanks.
On this
our role. Nominee.
Our nominee.
There you go.
Thank
there you go.
We're still very proud of you. All those things. All right.
If it was before.
Exactly. No take backs. All right, Council, we're moving right along here, moving into our consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. City Manager, your comments on the consent
agenda. Sure, I have just a few to go over. I'll start with 12C as in Charles. This is the annual appointment to Woodway boards and commissions. In this case, you'll see all the applications to the boards or commissions that start on page 47. But what we're going to look at tonight is Board of Adjustment, where you'll be reappointing Mary Cunningham and Jordan Hillen. Then you will be making a new appointment to Matt Helton, Wayne Parks, and Grant Martin. Under Parks and Recreation Committee, you will be reappointing Chris Tooley and Kevin Tankersley.
Tankersley.
I'm sorry. And a new appointment at Emily Warren. And so we would ask that you make those awards. Next thing is item 12D. This is a sealed bids that we took for what we call the Tater Hill Well Equipment Shed. We want to award this to Brunson Metal Erectors, the lower bid of $79,740. We received two sealed bids that were both qualifying bids, but this is the lowest of the two. It is a budgeted item within the budgeted amount. Item 12E is a request for bids on the 2023 micro surfacing improvements. What we call slurry seal throughout town. These are usually the two bidders that we have, and they always flip-flop according to where they went before they turn in bids for us. So they get each other's numbers. And so this year, the lower bidder is Intermountain Slurry Seal for $308,000. You only budget at $300,000. So what staff does is John Norman and Mitch Davison, they've gone throughout town and they've prioritized the streets according to condition, amount of traffic, type of traffic. And so they've come up with a set list. And what they'll do is program 300 into that and stop wherever the street that they could complete. And that's just where it is. This is the annual budgeted amount, and we're asking you to approve for Intermountain Slurry Seal. The next, and it's with mixed feelings that we've announced the Chief Brett Cook's retirement, and it is common practice that they received their service weapon upon retirement. In order to do so, he has to pay market value for it. The market value is set at $285. You have to allow this, and so that's why that item is the last item on the agenda. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Manager, for that. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Those are items 12A through F, as in Frank. Are there any items that you'd like pulled for separate discussion or consideration?
Yes, C. I'd like to pull that one out.
12C as in Charlie?
All right.
Ms. Barkley, I'm pulling 12C as in Charlie from the consent agenda. We will discuss that after. Council, are there any other items that you'd like removed? All right, there being none, I will entertain a motion for approving 12A, B, D, E, and F as in Frank.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote, please.
Aye.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, I did. All opposed, please say nay. All right, items 12A, B, D, E, and F have been approved on the consent agenda. Thank you all. All right. Item number, I guess I'm going to do item number 12C, is discussion and consider action on annual appointments and reappointments to the Woodway boards and commissions. Motion, please, to open for discussion.
I'll make a motion.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Cities.
Question is basically for the three people on the committee. Did we have more people apply than places available?
Correct.
Okay, has anyone called those people and tell them to recommend to apply again next year or whatever?
We wait until after. This is, the nominations have been approved, and then I will make contact.
Okay, yes. So you make sure.
And we let them know that we keep their applications on file in case there is a vacancy throughout the year also.
Okay, I was just thinking that might be something good for a mayor or mayor pro tem to call. Just to, number one, appreciating that a citizen turned in an application, interested in getting involved in the city, and sorry at this time that there's not an opening, and to kind of give them a little encouragement. And that was the only thing that I would look at about that.
Okay, thank you. I actually would like to know, are any of the members of these boards here tonight?
We have several board members.
Mr. Tangersley is here.
Yeah, anybody else here?
Nancy,
Yeah, Nancy's back here.
Okay, I know that we don't want to be here all night, but if you're a member of the board, would you please just rise so we can recognize you, please? Please just stand for two quick seconds. Thank you so much for serving. Really appreciate it. Okay. So I guess we need to vote on this.
Yes.
Let me hear a motion on the annual appointments and reappointments.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you all. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Okay, very good. Back on track here. We're on number 14. This is our Hear Visitors section. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may be heard by the council on any matter which is not listed as a separate item on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address before beginning your comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. You'll see the timer on our screen up here. Under Texas law, the council and staff are not allowed to enter into a discussion with you or among themselves during this meeting, or take any action other than to provide specific factual information or recitation of existing applicable policy and or discuss whether to place this matter on a future council agenda. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. At this time, I will open up the Hear Visitors portion. Is there anybody who would like to address council at this time? Oh, yes, ma'am. I think you beat him to it. Go ahead.
Right in front of it, he didn't stand a chance. Denise Jones, Shadow Mountain Drive. Just an observation. I can't hear you, and I would appreciate it, and I don't have anything wrong with my hearing, but when you're leaning back in your chairs, your voice just does not project. And I don't know if your microphones need to be pulled forward a little bit. I don't know. But please, talk a little louder then. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be short. I'll see some more Houston people.
That's okay.
Still Bruce Hamlin, 1507 Wandering Trail. So the burden is on you guys to come up with a plan for the Old Family Center. The bar is low, though. I see some friends from Houston. Yeah. 25 years later, they still haven't decided what to do with the Astrodome.
That's good.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'm Dwayne Moss, 802 Forest Oak Circle, Woodway, and I want to say a couple of things that are on my mind. Number one, it's almost tax time, property tax time, and I want to tell you, we've got a situation that maybe all of you realize, but you may not. We're in a very unique situation. Virtually everybody, if taxes stay the same, are looking at a 10% or thereabouts increase in property tax values. That's because most of us in this room did not get an increase last year. So thanks to the council, when they lowered the rate to 41 cents and change, and you could only increase values by 10%, they only got 10% of that 30% increase in value. Our folks that own the rental property and the commercial property got the whole 30%. This year, values are up again around 10 to 12%. So they're in the same boat. The new properties, excuse me, the commercial and the non-homesteaded properties are looking at about a 10% increase this year. Those of us that own property are looking at a 10% increase regardless of what you do on the values, because they were limited in what they could charge. And the only thing I would say to that is I hope we're not looking at a 10% increase in a budget. And I hope that part of what we're going to do in the budget is find ways to increase the commercial properties, retail properties, on Highway 84. We got 5 miles on one side, we got 5 miles on the other side. And the more money we can bring in for sales tax revenue, and I know the mayor supports that, the less we have to do on property tax. And I'm just saying, I wish you would think that way, because going back, this is probably the first time in 10 or 12 years anyway, where everybody is looking at that kind of increase, a 10 or 12% increase. The other thing I want to say is I don't understand exactly, but I think the more involvement we have, I think this election, with all due respect to the winners, it was about transparency. And I know you've given yourself real high marks on that, but don't. Because it's not there. And I don't understand why we don't use the internet more. I know more about Waco from what I get to me. I've been told, well, we really can't do that or whatever. But you managed to send my city of Woodway water bill every month. And if I don't pay it, you're going to send me something else.
Mr. Moss, thank you. That's 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your comments, sir. Thank you.
I'll sit down because I want to finish.
Yes, sir.
So my name's Witzel, first name William, middle initial D, 431 Woodfall Drive. Okay, we had a record election turnout. None of you other than Mr. Russell, Mr. Keeston got more votes in the election than these two did. Why did they get more votes? They got more votes because we were against special interests, and we were for what our gentleman just said, transparency. There's been no transparency in the city council. Also, citizens are scared, okay? They're scared of projects being approved behind closed doors. They're scared of more expenditures coming out of this council because they can't make ends meet. Pay attention. Drive through the neighborhoods. How many houses are up for sale? Go back every month and count them. There's going to be more and more and more. We have a problem in housing in Wake or in Woodway. I wasn't surprised at who became mayor and pro tem. I predicted it. I won some money in Las Vegas on it. But I think you're not paying attention. And I would also urge you that those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Until the next election cycle, which is coming up, you have some opportunity to start listening to the constituents. There's two of you up for re-election. I believe it's in a year. Here's what I'm asking this council to do. If you're so humane and so caring, like I've heard you say you are, start recording these meetings and putting them on video so people that can't get out can hear them. This lady said she couldn't even hear him sitting in here. That's humanity. That's helping people. Take some action on that. I also like you to reform the minute meetings so that they actually reflect what happens in the meetings. If there's something happening behind closed doors, I believe the law says you have to at least indicate at a high level what was being discussed. I also would like, I'm calling for the stopping of two-tiered applications of city ordinances, meaning that there could be some contractors and builders that get one set of rules and others that don't. That should not be in this city at all in Woodway. And I think you guys are doing it too. I'll give you credit. Fix the roads, the buckled roads on the escarpment that are buckling, and stop the smell of sewage for some of our neighbors. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Witzel. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Another 3 minutes.
This is Dwayne Moss, 802 Forest Oak Circle. I want to finish what I was saying. I had not heard comments that were going to be made there, but I would like to see us look for a way to get more involvement. I'm sitting there today, tonight, looking. Why can't the information that the council has on Monday night be put on the computer on Tuesday morning? Why do you have to look that? When I had to call Donna, newsletter, we're proud of the newsletter, but you know when the last one's on the computer? December of 2020. When I asked about that last year when I was trying to find that information, it wasn't there. I think that it would cause more work, the more involvement that we have from folks, but what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing when you hear from more people. The meeting y'all are talking about Monday night, I didn't find out about it till Monday afternoon, and I've got a 94-year-old mother that I had to go to Monday night, and I couldn't be there. I didn't know what the meeting was about. I'm just saying, rather than trying to keep information from the people, I'm asking you, and I thank you for what you're doing, but I'm asking you to find ways, can we do how we can do it? I'm not smart enough to do some of this stuff, but you guys are. And I just think rather than finding, you know, there's the quote, all government, all elections are about local local elections. Doesn't matter whether Democrat, Republican, whatever. But I love this community. I love what we do here. But I think that all I'm trying to say is let's do better. I think the winner in the election was Woodway. Having that turnout was a great experience. Let's get it bigger. Let's do it. So I thank you for listening, and I appreciate what you do. Appreciate it,
sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Is there anybody else who would like to address council at this time? All right. Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Grandy, 2024 Estates Drive. I just have a comment and an observation that I've seen too, and all of you sitting in these chairs, I can tell, love our city. And I'm so thankful that you are where you are because you lead us, you protect us, you bring generosity to our whole community. And I just thank you. I deeply thank you. I know you spend hours getting ready for your council meetings. And then I also know you spend more hours going to liaison meetings and committee meetings and public meetings and public events. So all of your hours, I just think sometime as a resident, we forget what you do. So I just humbly say thank you. And I appreciate your willingness to continue to make Woodway the great place it is. That's all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Anybody else? All right, I counted to eight, seminary boy. At this time, I'll close the Hear Visitors section at 7:10 p.m. Thank you all for your comments. Okay, moving on to item number 15. This is our city manager's report, and I'll pass it over to our city managers for the briefings and updates, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have a few brief comments, and I'll start off. I want to recognize Chief Crook for his 26 years of service to the city and the citizens of Woodway. He, I think, hired on in 1997?
96.
96. My math was a little bit off. Chief has notified me in March of this year that his last days will be in this July of service to the city. He has served in every capacity within the department. He has served this city throughout, raising his family here and continuing his education and growing and being the chief that he is currently. He is leaving the city and the department, as we would always wish, in a better condition than he received it in. And I also want to point out that he worked really hard to welcome me and my family to this city during my transition, which leads us to the search that we've conducted, or I've conducted, in the next appointment of police chief or public safety director. There was many ways to approach this. I could have looked outside the organization, hired somebody, but with the ability that this city offers its citizens and the savings of having a combined dual license, police and fire, is something many people either don't know or fail to recognize, because you take the 35 people that we have working over there, and you can double that, because if we had a fire department separate from the police department, you would be paying all that additional labor. So kudos to forefathers before us sitting here that decided that it was the right fit for this community, because it is a good fit for this community. But it makes difficult transitions, is what we're facing right now, because I could easily find a police chief, but I couldn't find a licensed fire chief. I could possibly find a fire chief, but I would have to send him to be a police officer. And with that age group and all, you may not get somebody of a talent and caliber that's the chemistry we're looking for, willing to go back to the academy. I wouldn't go back to the academy, nor would they probably have me anymore. So based on the opportunities that I was given at an early stage in my management career to be chief, I started looking internally, and I looked at the things that Chief Crook worked on in presenting and bringing people along in the department. I have settled on somebody who currently is a dual licensed person. He's a known candidate to all of y'all. He has 15 years of service here in this community. He holds a master's peace officer, a master's degree in public administration. He's working on his doctoral degree in public administration, and I want to introduce and appoint Chief Khalil El-Halabi as the next Department of Public Safety Director.
Yes.
We will have a press release tomorrow with some more information. And my last comment, Dr. Caballero, is he still here?
Yes.
Lenny is leaving us for bigger and better things. We're very happy for him. We have mixed feelings about losing him. He's been here going on 4 years. He's probably done enough work as if he was here for 8 years. But we're very thankful to have him, and we wish him well in his future endeavors. Thank you.
Congratulations, Chief El Halabi.
Thank you.
I said all the nice things I had about you earlier.
Please stop.
but congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Manager, if it's okay, can we also recognize Chief Crook on his years of service as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. Chief Crook, everybody.
For a better place to work. I've been through so many councils, so many council members, so many officers. I think I work for the best community. I think we have the best officers. I think that's going to continue. I don't think you're going to see anything change, but just continue to grow. There's a lot of young guys that have been waiting for this opportunity, and I'm glad they're getting it. So, hats off to this guy. This guy's been here longer than any of us, and he's still hanging around.
36 so. Years?
Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Where are you going?
I'm so blessed.
Florida.
Where everybody goes, right?
All right. Very good. Congratulations, everyone. Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Caballero, who's back there. We really appreciate your service to our community. Thank you so much. All right. We're wrapping up here, guys. Item 16 is the City Council Reports. These are briefings or updates that are provided regarding City Council Committee and liaison assignments. Council, are there any updates that you'd like to share?
There is a Parks and Rec Board meeting on this coming Thursday.
Okay.
And I believe we have a P&Z meeting tomorrow.
Great.
No, it's been canceled. I've already won one.
There were no items.
Oh, okay. What? Good.
So no PNC. No PNC meeting. Yeah. Very good. Thank you all for those updates. Last item is item 17, which is consider action on adjournment. May I have a motion, please, to adjourn?
No move.
To move?
Second.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 7:17. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.